has features, something like his father, you would say, well, that boy
certainly favors his father.
Okay. If he doesn't look much like him but acts like him, what would have
say? Well, you say that he doesn't have his features, but he has his ways or his actions.
Okay, but you wouldn't say he favors him.
No, I'd just say that he does have those things.
Okay. And you might say to a child, if you don't behave yourself, you are going to
get a spanking or get punished.
Okay. Talking about the word grow up, you might say, before we knew it, he had
grown up.
Okay.
Or a young man, or
he certainly
grew up fast.
Of course, when you want to record on one of these, you have to push a button, a record button.
Uh-huh.
And see, I'll do these interviews.
That little dog's in the bathroom, isn't he?
She's on the back porch.
Well, that's all right. She won't hurt anything. That's all right.
And let's see. A child whose parents are dead is called a what?
An orphan.
Okay. An infant born out of wedlock is one.
An illegitimate child.
All right, do you have any other expressions?
Sometimes referred to as a bastard.
Okay, any jocular expressions?
Jocular expressions, I've heard of a Woods colt, who sometimes on the farm speak of.
Okay. If, going back to an orphan, if a child is under the legal age and is an orphan, very often he will be assigned a
guardian.
Okay. You said that you went to Nashville not long ago to visit some
relatives.
Do you say this of your immediate family or your extended family? In other words, would a cousin, second cousin, or third cousin be considered a relative too?
Well, yes. Sometimes we speak of a cousin not being too close, but usually relatives, we generally use relatives.
Somebody might ask you, say, well, is he her nephew or cousin? And you say, no, he is, if he wasn't her nephew or cousin, if he wasn't anything at all to her, you say, well, he's...
No, they're not related in any way.
Okay, or you might say he is, would you ever say he is no...
No kin or no relation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the word foreigner? What does this mean?
Foreigner, well, of course, that's usually spoken of a person who is not a citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing as a stranger.
Not necessarily. Sometimes in the mountains they refer to a stranger as a foreigner.
Okay. Jesus' mother was named what?
Mary.
Okay. And there was another Mary in the Bible.
Mary Magdalene.
Right, and there was still another Mary who had a close friend named
Lazarus.
Okay, and there were two sisters, Mary and...
Mary and Martha.
Okay. The first book of the New Testament is what?
Of the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew.
Okay. What about the name, woman's name, N-E-L-L-Y?
Nellie.
Mr. Cooper's wife would be called what?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. You might say, well, let me see. Somebody might say, have you seen any of the Coopers lately? And you say, yes, well, last week I was talking to
either Mrs. Cooper or Mr. Cooper.